Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf, Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll talk about containers that have a dual purpose. They could be used to hold on to something, and they could be used to lie down or sit on as well. They could become tameh through contact with something that's impure, and also tameh with tumat midras. Mishnah says, Hakarim v'hakesatot, if you have pillows or you have mattresses, v'asakin v'hamarsupin, or you have sacks, or you have packing cases, all of these are containers, and they can also be used to lie down on and to sit on as well. Shenifhatu, if they become damaged, so they cannot be used as a container any longer, hare'elu teme'im midras, all of these items could still become tameh with tum'at midras, even though they cannot become tameh through contact with tum'ah anymore, they could still be used to sit down on or lie down on, and therefore they're subject to tumat midras. Hakelustar arbaat kabin, a basket that's used to feed animals that's large enough to hold 4 kav. Haturmal hameshet kabin, or a pouch used by a shepherd that can hold 5 kav. Hakeritit se'ah, or a keritit, which is a small leather sack that can hold 1 se'ah. Hahemet shel shivat kabin, and a leather bottle used to hold water that's seven kabin, are all subject to tumat midras. When the kelim are these sizes or larger, people would also sit down on them or lie down on them, and therefore they're subject to tumat midras. If the kelim were smaller, people would not normally lie down or sit on them, and therefore they're not subject to tumat midras. When they're the sizes that we listed, they're used for the normal purpose, and they would also be used to lie down on. But when these kelim are smaller than the sizes that we mentioned, for example, if talking about a feed basket, we said 4 kav. If it cannot hold that, it can't be used as a feed basket for the animals or a shepherd's pouch. We said 5 kav. If it's smaller than that, the shepherd cannot fit his supplies in there. So they wouldn't be used for the intended purpose. They would simply be used as a storage for household items. So therefore, if they're for household items, they're always going to be opened and people are going to need them constantly. So a person wouldn't, if he's on them, he would have to keep getting up. So he wouldn't use them in order to lie down on. So part of the use now is they wouldn't be used for that purpose, and therefore they cannot become tameh with tum'at midras. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af harifsal v'hamizvada kol shehen, says Rabbi Yehuda, a spice bag and a travel bag of any size also hare'elu teme'in midras, can become tameh with midras because people lie down on these bags even if they're small. Tanakama would disagree, and he would say, no, they're delicate items in there. People would not normally lie down on them because they don't want to damage what's inside. Bekulam shenif hatu, any of these kelim that become damaged so they can no longer hold things they're supposed to, like we mentioned, the feed basket and the bottle and the shepherd's pouch, etc. Tehorim, they're tahor, they cannot become tameh. Why? Because if the main function of the kelim, which is to serve as a container, is disabled, then the secondary function as well, which is to lie down on, becomes disabled as well. These kelim are used as containers as their primary use. If the primary use is no longer functional whatsoever, then they also cannot become tameh with timat midras whatsoever. This is if they're fully not usable anymore. They cannot be used as a container. So all of the tumah, they're broken kelim, and no more tumah would apply to them at all.